Chapter 4, The Spot Cards. The numbers 1 to 10 each have their own significance, yet for many people, remembering what they each signify can be a real chore. Numbers can appear abstract and devoid of meaning, and on their own they aren't particularly evocative. When we talk about hearts, diamonds, clubs and spades, we conjure up concepts that we understand, and the visual aspect of these suits helps us to do this. The suits actually look and feel like things we're used to talking about. Numbers are largely abstract to most people and don't conjure up images of anything. We need to learn to get visual with our numbers and aim to connect as much meaning to them as possible. When you see a number, you need a whole array of ideas, concepts and images to come to mind, just as they do with the four suits. If you know nothing about numerology, then it's probably the case that when you see a number, it's just that, a number. We need to get creative with our visualizing, so we can actually learn, with practice, what the numbers mean. You may already know something about numerology, or have your own system of remembering what the numbers mean. The descriptions in this chapter and in the rest of this book, although simplified to make things easier to learn, do adhere to the common accepted numerology meanings for each number. Here are the basic meanings of the numbers 1 through 10. 1. Beginnings. 2. Cooperation. 3. Expansion. 4. Security. 5. Activity. 6. Communication. 7. Spirituality. 8. Inspiration. 9. Changes. 10. Success. The numbers 1 to 10 go through a cycle, and the 10 at the end is in many ways similar to the 1 at the start. The 10 is the realization of all that the 1 can be. If you think of all the numbers going round in a big circle, starting and ending on the 1 like a clock, you get the idea. The 10 becomes a 1 again, and the cycle repeats. This is analogous to the life cycle we all go through. Think about this little story for a moment. We all begin alone, 1. We couple up with someone else, 2 of us, and bring life into the world, a third person, 3. Before we make a home with 4 walls, 4. There is much activity as the child grows, 5. And before long, the child learns to communicate, 6. And ask big questions about the world around him, 7. Finally, he is inspired to go out into the world, 8. Make a difference, 9. And be successful, 10. He's now alone, back to 1, and the cycle can begin again. By thinking of the numbers in this way, it also gives us the feeling of progression. Higher numbers are the end of the cycle, and lower numbers the start of the cycle. This is very, very useful in readings. Let me go through that story again in greater detail. This whole story is designed so that you can remember the meanings of the numbers quickly and easily.